Hey again. So, I didn't get your emails yet. I got punished again. Apparently, one or more of the church members told Miss Taylor I seemed uncomfortable with nudity. She came to see me while I was working in the kitchen, naked as a jaybird. I kept looking at the ground. I couldn't meet her eyes. And she got angry then and told me that I was expected to maintain my equanimity no matter what. And if I was uncomfortable with others' nudity, I just had to have a taste of it myself. She took away all my panties, including the ones I was wearing right then. She also told me to shave my bikini area to keep myself presentable. She sent me back to my quarters to do it. I was so upset, and my hands were shaking so badly I couldn't do it. I just sat in my room crying until Grace came. She'd heard about what happened. She held me while I cried and offered to help. I trust her like a sister, so I was almost relieved. I was way too emotional to do it myself, and besides, I've never really even trimmed before. She was so gentle. She used plenty of water and cream. I barely even felt the razor. With all my dreams and everything, it kind of turned me on. I could smell myself, even over the soap. And I know she could too. I was red with embarrassment. I couldn't watch her, on her knees in front of me, gently shaving me. She didn't say a word about it. When she was done, she ran her fingers all over to make sure she hadn't missed anything. That made me shake in a different way. I looked down at her and she just stared at my vagina like she was hypnotized. And then she licked it. Just once, from bottom to top. I think I made some noises. And then she stood up, blushing like fire, and ran out the door. I couldn't move. I was stunned. I wanted to masturbate, but I know that's wrong. Am I a lesbian? Being shaved feels really good. I like feeling really smooth down there. When I saw Grace later, she apologized. She told me she just got caught up and she sees me as a sister and well, I forgave her. With all the nakedness, people are bound to get a little out of control. And she did stop herself. She blushed and told me I'm very sweet and very pretty, and I'm too good and too pure to be her friend. I told her that I loved her, and she was a perfect friend. And that I needed her to stay sane here. I think that made her happy. She promised that as long as I can't wear panties, she won't wear panties either. It's sweet of her, but kind of distracting. That night, I woke up and heard her whimpering in her bed. I was worried at first, but and I realized what she was doing. I could see her hands moving under her sheets. She was touching herself and squirming all over. I couldn't help it. My smooth vagina felt so good under my fingers. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I felt a little bud that felt so good. I think I had an orgasm. I held my other hand over my mouth so she couldn't hear me like I could hear her. She kept saying my name over and over again. And the more she said it, the more aroused I got. Even after she got quiet, I kept touching myself. I'm still so aroused thinking about it now. Why am I telling you this? It's like I don't have a filter anymore. But I've got to tell somebody or I'll burst. I'm a sinner. I masturbated. And I did it thinking about another girl. And I can't stop thinking of her licking me. I just want her to do it again. Ugh. I'm sorry. Don't tell anybody, please. I'll talk to you again soon. It seems to help relieve the pressure.